research was over-prioritized and that the intense focus on Haydn sufferers, known as Haydens, had created a government-subsidized class that, despite their locked-in status, nevertheless had several competitive advantages over the population at large. This led to United States Senators David Abrams and Vanda Kettering sponsoring a bill to cut subsidies and programs for Haydens, tied to a significant tax cut. The Abrams-Kettering bill was initially defeated, but was presented again with changes and passed both houses of Congress by bare majorities. Despite significant research into the virus that causes Haydn syndrome and the development of social hygiene programs to minimize its spread, there is still no reliable vaccine for the disease. Up to 20 million people are infected worldwide each year, and in the United States, between 15,000 and 45,000 people suffer from lock-in annually. While a vaccine eludes researchers, some progress has been made in after-infection treatment, including promising new therapies for rewiring the voluntary nervous system. These therapies are currently in animal trials. Haydn syndrome. Article on highschoolcheatsheet.com. Chapter 1. My first day on the job coincided with the first day of the Haydn walkout, and I'm not going to lie,